Good morning, and welcome to Being Here with host Ariel and Shia Kane. The Kanes will take you on an exciting exploration, which will open the door to living in the moment. Now, here are your hosts, Ariel and Shia.
Hi, welcome. This is Ariel.
This is Shia, and welcome to Being Here.
Just a reminder for those of you who've been here before and those of you who haven't, Shia and I finish each other's sentences.
So when we do, please do not
offend yourself.
Offend yourself.
That's right. So it's our style, like to let you know up front. Our approach is transformational. So get ready. We're going to just talk about lots of different things today about the art of listening.
And transformation isn't about changing or fixing you. Transformation happens when you get into the moment. There's a shift that takes place in your state, in the way you experience life. And so we're going to do our best to trick you into being in the moment with us. That means we got to be specially witty if we do. Anyway,
actually, it doesn't mean we have to be specially anything.
That's
and guess
true.
What? It doesn't mean that you have to be specially anything either. Wherever you are today, whether you're listening from your office or your home, or you've put this in a recording and you're listening on your iPod, however you are right now,
is perfect to have your life transformed.
I'm really happy we're talking about the art of listening.
Listening is really the way to have your life transformed. Most people don't really listen. They listen to see whether they agree with what we're saying or whether they disagree with what we're saying. They listen to see if they already know what's being said. Some of us listen to prove, you know, that we know better, or we're rehearsing what we want to say when the speaker stops talking, so we don't really listen to them. Another thing is we're doing more than one thing at a time. We're preoccupied. So if you're doing your email while listening to this show, you might want to
pause. You don't have to.
You don't have
to. But you may want to pause. You may discover a whole other level. But however you're going about this is absolutely fine. It's just a suggestion. Because when you listen, really listen, it pulls you into the moment.
And the moment is a magical place.
It's very funny. I was talking with our exercise instructor today. Chai and I do classes where we have a trainer and we work on machines. And I was in this class today, and my instructor was talking to me about having trained some people and how there was one particular individual who kept saying, oh, yes, I know that, I know that, oh, yep, I know that. And she was really clear that this individual was only getting a part of what's possible because she was so busy proving that she already knew things. There's a high likelihood that some of the things that Shia and I have to say today, maybe even all the things, are things that you, quote, know. But if you can just let go of what you know and relax and listen to another human being, listen to your environment, it'll pull you into the moment. And the moment, as Shia said, is this incredible place where life becomes magical and things become easy and where challenges in your life seem to work themselves out simply by being here.
That they work them, they dissolve, those challenging things dissolve simply out of your seeing them when you're really present. Listening is the key to getting present in your life. If you're listening, you can shift. Your listening can shift the way other people show up in your life. You can affect your environment through your listening.
Hey, has it ever occurred to you that if you're really listening to somebody, you can support them in being smarter, better? I mean, like Like, I'll bet you some of you on this listener line are students, or you go to meetings where your boss or colleagues are talking. Has it ever occurred to you that the person who's kind of fumbling along or bumbling along may be fumbling or bumbling because your judgment system acts as an inhibitor? And that if you really listen, truly listen to hear what another person has to say from their perspective,
that's all it takes to have them be brilliant.
John, I want to tell you guys a kind of a funny little story. It occurs to we want to start with the idea that you're good listeners. Let's assume you're good listeners. Is that okay with you? Assume that you're a good listener, but not as a label, because if you label yourself, I'm a good listener, you won't catch yourself at the times when you're not listening well. Or if you say, I'm a bad listener, then you're not going to be able to hear anything. But we're going to start with the idea that you're doing just fine. So I know we're teaching a course in Costa Rica.
And we went into a sports fishing store there that books people to go out fishing on the Pacific Ocean.
Yeah, deep sea fishing for big fish like sailfish. And
and marlin.
We like to saltwater fish. And so.
And we do it with fly rods. And Ariel holds all kinds of world records for women with a fly rod. Like, she's caught the biggest sailfish that a woman's ever caught. And dolphin fish and things like that.
Lots of fun stuff. So we went into this place and we sat down. It was air conditioned. It was nice. And we were talking to Marcella.
And Marcella's the lady who does the bookings there. And we were asking her about the fishing that day.
So we chatted for a bit about that. And she said, by the way, you know, I know you're here leading a group. Why don't you take your group and come, because I have a new restaurant. It's a topless bar. And we thought, oh, my gosh.
Topless bar?
Like,
do your employers know you have a topless bar?
They said, oh, yes. They come all the time to the topless bar. And we started thinking, my gosh, they must be a lot more liberal than we thought. And this is some little fishing village in Costa Rica. And we thought, couldn't imagine people walking around with their breasts bare, and we were trying really hard not to look anywhere other than at Marcella's face, or we were trying not to look shocked. And so she said, yeah, look for it. It's on the right as you go up the hill. So we thanked her. And
we actually looked as we went up the hill, but we didn't see any topless bar.
So
about a week later, we're back in town, and we stopped by to find out how the fishing is.
And she said, I looked for you last week. How come you didn't come into my topless bar? And we said, well, we didn't see it. We looked. And, well, what do you serve there? And she looked at us so funny.
She says, we serve tapas. You know, finger food, tapas.
T-A-P-A-S. It's the Spanish word for finger food. Tapas.
And
we had heard.
We don't speak Spanish.
At least not well, just very, very rudimentary. So we heard topless because our minds are computers.
And we said to her, you have a topless bar? And she said, yes, a topless bar.
So she heard T-A-P-A-S, tapas, when we were saying
topless.
Top
and when she was saying tapas, we heard topless.
So here were three well-meaning people, absolutely with the intention to communicate.
But our minds are like a computer. They compare new information to what's already known. So if you have never heard the word tapas, it sounds a lot like topless, especially when you add the word bar at the far end of it. And when you've never... And for Marcella, she heard topless every time we were saying topless.
So it was really important for us that we had a sense of humor. We all laughed about it. Something happened for me last week I was a little embarrassed about. I sent a letter off to a doctor. We were talking about getting a colonoscopy. You know, I'm going on 50. It's about that age. And we're talking about family history and polyps. So I sent him off this letter, and then I looked at it later, And my spell checker didn't recognize the word polyp and changed it to pull-ups. So we were discussing pull-ups. And when he called me, he said, I don't know what. He had the funniest sound in his voice, and I didn't really catch the mistake until later. So our spell checkers, our minds have an internal spell check mechanism in there, and it's going to shift things around so that it makes what another person saying more palatable. So see if you can just let yourself relax, and you will take a look and really listen. And if you're not sure, ask. Talk to somebody. Ask. Open your mouth. Communicate. So that's another real excellent key in the art of listening, is to make sure that if something sounds funny, that you speak up. That makes sense to you?
It makes sense to me. The other thing is, you know, we're really strange as human beings. We don't want to be wrong, you know? We don't want to be right. And so we don't want to appear stupid. And so sometimes we don't really listen because we're so busy trying to prove we're not stupid and that we already know and that we've gotten somewhere in our lives that we miss just being in the moment, allowing ourselves to hear what another person says.
So engage. Engage with your ears. It'll pull you into this moment.
You know, there are three principles to transformation.
And we're going to get to them
in the next segment of our show. But I'll go over them very quickly, and then we'll go over them in more detail. The first principle is anything you resist persists and grows stronger. So if there's anything in your life that you don't like, don't want to hear, get stronger. The second principle is that no two things can occupy the same place in the same moment of now. And the third principle is anything that you see and you don't disagree with or agree with, but just see it the way it is, will complete itself the moment you see it. So those are the three principles that we'll talk about more when we get back from the break.
And when we come back, we'll be speaking with a friend of ours, Alex Gagliardi. She's a really, really lovely lady. We're going to be discussing the art of listening. So don't go far. We'll be right back with Being Here.
The new home for visionary positive change. Seventh Wave Network.
Ready to be inspired, entertained, and enlightened? Let award-winning authors Ariel and Shia Kane support you in discovering a state of well-being that in the past was rarely, if ever, achieved. Now you too can experience Ariel and Shia's revolutionary new technology, Instantaneous Transformation, that has helped thousands discover how to have more satisfying lives without working on themselves or their problems. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com to receive free audio downloads and to sign up for the Kane's weekly newsletter featuring articles, inspiring quotes, and stories from real people just like you who have discovered enlightenment through the Kane's approach. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com. Transformationmadeeasy.com.
Understanding your soul's truth. Learn about the blueprint of your soul and understand the contract you made in this lifetime. Do you want to know how to manifest your soul's deepest desires and get answers to your most complicated questions? Tune into Soul Navigation with Meredith, world-renowned psychic life coach and professional astrologer. Broadcasting every Wednesday at noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern on the 7th Wave Network, Soul Navigation brings you a fusion of spiritualists, relationship specialists, psychic mediums, mystics, life coaches, past life regressionists, astrologers, and get real experts that provide a deeper understanding of yourself and your soul's sacred contract in this lifetime. Know yourself in the past, present, and the future. Soul Navigation with Meredith. The soul craves the truth and will settle for nothing less.
Create a life with growth, balance, abundant peace of mind, and joy. Tune in and call into Spirits Evolving with pragmatic psychic and certified hypnotherapist, Lee Channing. By using the simple tools for growth offered by Lee, including intuition, color awareness, creative visualization, and more, build a stronger understanding of your own energy and offer clear, unencumbered energy to those with whom you share your life. Whether for an individual or a business, home environment, or your office, Lee evaluates and interacts with the energy at hand, providing an analysis of the problem and a description of the options available to move forward successfully and with grace. Spirits Evolving with Lee Channing, broadcast each Friday at 9 a.m. Pacific, noon Eastern, on the Seventh Wave Network, your online community for positive change. Spirits Evolving, your guide toward a life filled with more balance, intention, and contentment.
Awakened Media for a transforming world. Seventh Wave Network.
You are listening to Being Here with host Ariel and Shia Kane. If you would like to participate in today's conversation, please call now. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5795. Again, 1-866-472-5795. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back.
To Being Here.
I'm Ariel.
I'm Shia.
Collectively,
the Kane.
That's us. So, the segment today is the art of listening.
And most of us listen as best we know how, but today we're going to talk about a new way or possibility. Listening to hear what people are actually, truly saying. See, it's hard to listen if you are seeing whether or not you agree with what's being said or disagree with what's being said. It's hard to truly hear another when you think you already know what they're saying, or you're proving or trying to get somebody's approval.
Or when you're rehearsing what you want to say next.
Right. So you never really listen to what they're saying because you're holding on to what you want to say. And the second principle of transformation is that no two things can occupy the same space at the same time. So if you're holding on to what you want to say, you can't really hear what another person is saying.
Yeah, and in this world, it's really a challenge because we're often doing more than one thing at a time. Have you ever noticed that it's sometimes challenging, those of you who have children, to listen to your children? And so they'll keep going, Mommy, 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 until they get your attention. If you can actually really, really listen, it actually feeds them energy as well. And everything needs energy to survive, so, and to thrive and to grow. So if you really listen, it takes care of a world of hurts.
And listening will pull you into the moment. Not listening to agree or disagree, but listening to actually hear what another is saying.
And on that note, we're going to bring in a very lovely lady from New York. Her name is Alex Gagliardi. And you there, Alex?
Yes, I am. Hi, Ariel. Hi, Shia.
Hi.
I had a question about listening. And my question is, I notice that sometimes it's more challenging for me to listen to certain people than to others.
You mean like your mother?
Yeah, that's a great example. my mother, and sometimes very attractive people, very attractive men. I go off onto a tangent, and I was just wondering, when I find myself off, like, how can I bring myself back in the most efficient way?
Well, if you find yourself off, you're already back.
See, when you're really off kilter, you're off on a tangent, and somebody's talking to you and you're daydreaming, you don't know you're daydreaming, you're daydreaming. But if you notice that you're daydreaming, wow, I'm daydreaming, it's no longer are, it's a was. And you're back already. So that's the first place to look. Because sometimes people pick on themselves after the thing that our mind calls as an offense is already over with.
Right. I can see where I've done that in the past.
And then, as far as your mother goes, part of it is that you're not actually listening to her. You're listening to her and your history of her.
Because you have an overlay of a child's decision about who your mother is. And, you know, a lot of us build our lives in opposition to our parents. So whatever she says, you're going to disagree with.
True.
And that is not listening. Because I tell you, your mother is not a stupid woman. And there are things that she has said that are of value.
Yes.
But, you know, when your identity is based in resisting your mother, which for a lot of people, their identity is based in resisting one or the other of their parents, well, then they don't listen very well to anybody.
I also think hidden in both of these subsets, it's really beautiful, Alex, hidden are your agendas. So with your mother, you'll have one agenda, and with an attractive man, you'll have another agenda. So with your mother, it might be that you want to appear grown up, or you want to be over needing her advice already, or you want to get on with it, or you want her to operate in the way you think she should operate. You have this set of agendas in there which inhibits you from just listening. That's the first thing. But with an attractive man, you have the agenda to what? Look good?
Right.
To not blow it, to perhaps get a date, to appear smart or be attractive yourself.
Absolutely.
It's very difficult to actually listen when your attention goes on you and how you're doing.
Oh, neat.
So what's happened is your attention when you are in these situations has been thrown back on your internal dialogue. And as we were saying in the three principles of transformation, second principle, no two things can occupy the same space at the same time. So if your attention is on your internal conversation, it's hard to really listen to what somebody else is saying.
Right. So in order for that to ease up, I just notice it, and that's enough. And then
here's the thing. What you're doing is using the three principles of transformation as a manipulation.
To try and get rid of something that you don't like. So that's really the first principle dressed up in a nice coat. Because
okay.
You're really resisting that happens to you rather than using your awareness skill, using being here. You're not non-judgmentally seeing what is. You are judging it, trying to manipulate it, get rid of it.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So you want it to ease. I actually think you're better off to start looking for it. Get interested in it. Engage in it. And I'll bet you it doesn't only happen in those two areas. It happens to a greater and lesser degree all the time.
Right. Yeah, it does. Those were just like two examples that came up easily. But, yeah, I'm sure there are plenty of other places.
Well, how you do anything is generally how you do everything. So it's as if we were to take the color red, which is an intense color, and in a situation that doesn't have a lot of heat on it, it might be pink or kind of a pink version of white. But when there's something that's more intense, it goes up to the intense red. But it's still a subset of red. It's all red. So if you take a look in all the little places at how you're listening, you're going to discover it in the more intensive places, too. The more intensive places will take care of themselves.
Cool. Thank you.
You're very welcome. Anything else you wanted to talk about today?
No. I mean, I really like how the how just being non-judgmental, it's the key to so much.
It really is the key to so much. I think it's a challenge for most people to be kind to themselves.
But if there was one thing that we'd say that would get you the most mileage in your life, it would be to be kind to yourself rather than beat on yourself for what you discover. Because, see, with the first principle, anything you resist or beat on yourself about, you are guaranteeing to keep that in place.
So I guarantee you, when you're, we'll use your mom, it's going to be an easier one to just pick one. When your mom speaks to you, there's aspects of the content of what she has to say, maybe the style in which she communicates that you're resisting. And the more you resist it, the more she's stuck with whatever it is that she wants to tell you. She ever say the same things to you over and over?
Yes.
That's because you haven't heard them the first time. When you actually hear what another person says, that's enough for them to be free of it, because it's as though they're throwing you a ball. If you catch it, they no longer have it.
And so when you're resisting what she has to say, she's stuck with it. And so, in fact, you're actually keeping in place the things that you say you don't like. And here's the good news. You can only be that way when you're being that way. That's the second principle. You
right.
can only resist her when you do. So if you can have some patience with yourself for resisting her and a sense of humor about it.
If you can just notice that you're resisting her when you're resisting her and not make yourself wrong for it, not make her wrong for it, it will dissolve, because the third principle is anything that you see and allow to be exactly as it is. That means you don't try to change it or fix it or make yourself wrong for it. If you just see it, it completes itself.
Well, the other night I was having dinner with a friend, and he was trying to talk to me, and I realized I was really, really hungry and not able to pay attention to him. So I actually said, well, would you mind if we ordered first, because I realize I'm not really listening to you. Would that be an example of just sort of noticing it and not, you know, not resisting it and, like, acknowledging it?
Yeah, I think that was great.
That sounds brilliant.
Because that way you could handle what you were up to, and then you could really devote yourself to being there to hear what he had to say next.
Let's talk a little bit more about that when we get back, Alex, about the different inhibitors to listening, and being hungry is a good one.
Okay.
We're going to actually take a break here shortly, and we'll be coming right back. So you come back with us, and listeners, come join us too. Don't step away. We'll be right back with Being Here.
Your online community for positive change. Seventh Wave Network.
Ready to be inspired, entertained, and enlightened? Let award-winning authors Ariel and Shia Kane support you in discovering a state of well-being that in the past was rarely, if ever, achieved. Now you too can experience Ariel and Shia's revolutionary new technology, Instantaneous Transformation, that has helped thousands discover how to have more satisfying lives without working on themselves or their problems. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com to receive free audio downloads and to sign up for the Kane's weekly newsletter featuring articles, inspiring quotes, and stories from real people just like you who have discovered enlightenment through the Kane's approach. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com. transformationmadeeasy.com.
We create peace by being peace. Being peace means identifying with consciousness and letting this identity guide our expression in the world, rather than our ego controlling our expression. On Creating Peace by Being Peace, world-recognized peace worker, physician of the soul, and host, Gabriel Cousins, offers a bridge between all your peace work efforts. Gabriel and his expert guests encourage all to share your peace work, visions, dreams, and belief forms to give the work its optimal potential power. Creating Peace by Being Peace with Gabriel Cousins, broadcast each Friday at noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern on the 7th Wave Network, your online community for positive change. Creating Peace by Being Peace, supporting harmony, unity, and peace on the living earth.
Dad, can I ask you something?
Sure.
There's this girl I kind of like.
Say no more.
You just have to impress her.
Okay, but how?
Just, I don't know, pick up a lot of heavy things around her.
Like what?
You know, desks, chairs, people. Grunt if you have to.
Grunt?
Yeah, be like, There you go.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. When you adopt a child from foster care, just being there makes all the difference. To learn more, call 1-888-200-4005. A public service announcement brought to you by Adopt U.S. Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Listening on a higher dimension. Seventh Wave Network.
You are listening to Being Here with host Ariel and Shia Kane. If you would like to participate in today's conversation, please call now. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5795. Again, 1-866-472-5795. Now, back to Being Here.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back.
To Being Here.
I'm Ariel.
And I'm Shia.
We're both the Canes. Thanks for being with us here today. We're discussing the art of listening. And we're talking with Alex Gagliardi right now. And one of the things we were just talking about, which I think is great, is about how hard it is, or much more challenging it is to listen when you're distracted by something, including being hungry. That was a really good point, Alex.
Yeah, it's hard to listen when you're hungry or have a toothache.
But knowing that, you can bypass those things. I mean, you were in a situation, as you were saying, in a restaurant with somebody, and you were able to say, hey, let's order so I'm not distracted. But if you're in a meeting or something's happening and your stomach's growling and you're not able to step away like that, recognizing that you're distracted by your hunger or your toothache or the weather or you're too hot, it allows you to be able to re-engage on purpose. You can override those things if you recognize them without resisting them.
Cool.
Great.
I'm going to go have fun trying that.
Excellent.
Okay, you do that.
Thanks for being with us today.
Yes, thanks,
Alan. Thank you.
So we also are fortunate enough
to have a friend of ours, Mac Jackson.
He actually goes by J.M. Jackson when he's
J.M. Jackson Jr.
being a general counsel for a Fortune 500 company, and now he's working for himself as a consultant, and he's quite a great guy, and we're really lucky to have him here today.
And we've always known him as Mac.
So we're going to call him Mac, and those of you who may know him with a more professional hat, hey, time to just get a little more relaxed. So, hey, Mac.
Hi, Ariel. Hi, Shia.
How you doing?
I'm doing great. Great listening to you today.
Thanks.
You were saying something early on that caught me about that I might have, or when I'm participating in a conversation, that I might actually be doing something or not doing something that affects the ability of the other person to listen. I'm an attorney, and I'm a businessman, and I'm in business meetings all the time, and sometimes I think I'm a good listener, but I'm not always sure about the other guy. And I'm just wondering now if there's something that I might be doing that might actually impact the ability of the other person to hear what I'm saying.
Absolutely. You know, there's people have been finding out that there is something called entangled minds, where you actually can feel other people's thoughts. You could call it psychic connection, you could call it mind reading, call it whatever you like, but we are connected up, us human beings, and when you judge somebody, they know it. If you treat people as stupid or less, they know it, and they respond. And so if you are in a meeting and you have the thought or a judgment about somebody that holds that person as less, you can bet they're going to show up in a way that doesn't support the results you'd like to produce.
Or conversely, when I'm speaking and all of a sudden I find that I can't say it right, sometimes it's like whatever's in the room, it's like to say it to one person, it would come out and be brilliant and clear. To say it to another person, I couldn't put the two words together. I mean, I feel like I'm being judged or something, and you're saying that's actually happened.
Absolutely. So when you feel like you're being judged, you probably are.
However, if you resist that, if you resist that you're getting tongue-tied or you're resisting being judged, that's going to dominate your whole life experience, and you won't be able to articulate the things that you want to say.
Huh. Okay.
So you can either invest in being right that that person is judging you, falsely, of course, or you can just let go of that. You know, there is this, I think we talk about it in the relationships book.
What, in how to create a magical relationship?
Yeah. I think we talk about being right versus being a lie.
Absolutely. We talk about that in our first book, too.
That's why
working on yourself doesn't work. So we
right.
have it in both.
But, see, in life, there are two apartments, if you will. The right apartment and the alive apartment. In the right apartment, you get to be right. In the alive apartment, you have the experience of love, health, happiness, full self-expression, relationship, partnership, etc.
Uh-huh.
Now, the interesting thing about these two apartments, if you will, you have to pay rent to live in either one of them. The rent to live in the right house is you have to give up aliveness. That's a sense of or experience of love, health, happiness, partnership, relationship, full self-expression. The rent to live in the alive house is you have to give up being right. You're going to give up one way or the other. You either give up being right or you give up being alive. The question is, what's it worth? Now, for some people, they'd rather fight than switch, you know?
Uh-huh.
They'd rather be right than have those experiences of well-being. Personally, I go for the well-being.
I think so, too. I think sometimes when you put two attorneys together, being right is important, but I think being alive is more important.
Well, I know that you are a brilliant litigator. When you were working for the Fortune 500 company, you had some very, very outstanding win-to-loss ratio. So my guess is that you very naturally already know how to listen rather than be being right about your point. Because if you're the people that you are working with don't feel heard, it's going to be very, very difficult to ever come to consensus.
That's true. That is really true. There's another thing I wanted to ask you about as well. Sometimes I hear the words that people are saying, but I get an entirely different message. Let me give you an example. When I'm talking to somebody and I say, hey, let's go to XYZ next week, what do you think? And they come back and they say, okay, great, I'll try to make it happen. And I'm walking away and I hear that they say okay or great, but I get the feeling that they really don't have any intention of making it happen. I mean, can you comment on how that works?
Well, you said, I'll try to make that happen.
Right.
And if they said, I'll try to make that happen, I would count on their not making it happen.
Okay.
Because, you know, if you look and see all the things that you've ever said that you'd try to do, and how many times you didn't when you said you'd try, because there's a real big difference between saying I'll be there or I will do it, and I'll try to be there or I'll try to do it. One has intention to produce a result. The other has the intention to not.
Right.
You know, the other thing, too, is Shai and I were talking about it today in the car as we were driving home from our exercise class, about that people communicate. I'm so used to seeing emails now. Emails come with attachments. You know, it says, hey, look at this, and you open it up and you get a picture, or you get a virus, or you get whatever you get. Communications come along with these attachments.
Right.
And some of those attachments are nice, but there are some of them that aren't so nice. Like if somebody says something with energy and it knocks you off balance.
So it may they may say sure, but there's sure and then sure. So you're right. There's more to listening than just what's in the words. And we can talk more about it when we come back from the break, Mac. You stay with us?
Okay, will do.
Great. So hope you all will come back with us. We'll be back very, very shortly right after this quick commercial break.
Your online community for positive change. Seventh Wave Network.
Ready to be inspired, entertained, and enlightened? Let award-winning authors Ariel and Shia Kane support you in discovering a state of well-being that in the past was rarely, if ever, achieved. Now you too can experience Ariel and Shia's revolutionary new technology, Instantaneous Transformation, that has helped thousands discover how to have more satisfying lives without working on themselves or their problems. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com to receive free audio downloads and to sign up for the Kane's weekly newsletter featuring articles, inspiring quotes, and stories from real people just like you who have discovered enlightenment through the Kane's approach. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com. Transformationmadeeasy.com.
Delve into the stirring and expansive concept of being a spirit having a human experience. Tune into Spiritually Connected Living with internationally known author and intuitive Willow Seibert. Each week, Willow and her guests explore contemporary spirituality and what being spiritually connected looks like in a daily life today. Compelling, well-rounded topics cover life's diverse areas, ranging from using intuition in business to energy healing to the survival of consciousness and finding and living your purpose. A special, powerful, weekly guided imagery segment led by Willow will help you connect with your inner spirit, open and expand your inner resources to truly live a more spiritually connected life. Spiritually Connected Living with Willow Seibert, broadcast each Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern on the Seventh Wave Network, your online community for positive change. Spiritually Connected Living, guiding you to live your life from the inside out.
In 1805, Lewis and Clark described in their journals a country teeming with wildlife.
Bison as far as the eye can see.
Rivers churning with fish.
They wrote of scenes of endless beauty and of meeting more than 100 nations of American Indian whose lives were one with our environment. Now, imagine what Lewis and Clark and the American Indians they met would say if they walked the trail today. Would they be pleased?
There are herds of homes where the buffalo once roamed.
Or would they feel differently?
Something must be done to save what's left of this great place.
As we commemorate the Lewis and Clark Bicentennial, we encourage you to consider what's been lost and what we can do to preserve what's left of the trail that still winds through us all. Walk with Lewis and Clark and see what you discover at www.lewisandclark200.org.
This is a public service message of the National Council of the Lewis and Clark Bicentennial, the Missouri Historical Society, and the Ad Council.
Your online community for positive change. Seventh Wave Network.
You are listening to Being Here with host Ariel and Shia Kane. If you would like to participate in today's conversation, please call now. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5795. Again, 1-866-472-5795. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome. I'm Ariel, and
Mac, you're still there?
I'm still here.
Okay. One of the other things that we wanted to talk with you about is being interested versus being interesting.
You know, when you're interested in a conversation, even if it's across the table where you're working as a lawyer and somebody else may have different aims, it still is going to be a whole lot more effective if you're
interested in what they have to say rather than trying to prove how interesting you are.
There's kind of a joke about that. I don't know if you've heard this one, Mac.
But we were at this party, and there was this fellow there, and he was talking about himself, and he was telling everybody how he was this great skin diver and how he was spearing fish out in the middle of the ocean, and he was this incredible photographer. And then he says to us, "So enough about me. Tell me, what do you think about me?"
I've run into some of those people.
I'm sure you have.
So it really, really helps to be interested in other people. If you listen and be interested in what they're saying rather than trying to prove how interesting you are, you may be amazed at the results.
Well, it's interesting that you say that, because in some of the business meetings that I've been in, when things bog down and we don't seem to be getting anywhere, one of the things that I often do is to say, well, let's talk about what we've agreed to, and let me understand what it is that you really need. And then they start talking, and they list off the points, and we can usually make progress from there.
Especially if you're listening to what it is that they really need rather than trying to put forth your agenda.
Right, exactly. And it's, I mean, that works.
Yes, it does.
I love that.
What's that?
that you actually can harness people to take their unruly minds, which is kind of like herding a wild herd of cats, but back and refocus them into getting interested into listening to each other. What you're talking about is a trick, a trick to trick people back into the moment rather than disagreeing with what is.
Huh. I didn't know it at the time I was doing it, but I have had that experience. But it does work. Another thing too, when I've noticed that I have two children who are teenagers now, and when they were younger, when I was talking to them, they would ask me things over and over again until I really, really gave them the attention that they needed to hear what they had to say, and then it was over in just a minute, and they could go do what they wanted to do, and I think they felt heard. I didn't really realize that until recently.
Well, that's very good. You know, when you feel heard, then something in you relaxes. When you're not heard, you're incomplete. And so something gets tense. That's the reason why people say the same things over and over again, because the person who's listening isn't really listening.
Right.
The way you listen can affect a person's sense of themselves and their well-being.
Huh. I had an experience of that with one of the neighborhood kids, too, who wanted my attention, and I was resisting it. And I finally sat down with him one day on the front step and just said, "I'm going to stay here and listen to everything he has to say." And he hasn't wanted to talk to me since. He really felt hurt.
Well, you know, that really goes back to the three principles of transformation, Mac, because what you resist persists and comes knocking on your door over and over.
And talks at you all the time.
And he can only be exactly that way. He could only have been really needing some attention of in this case, an adult male, a great guy, probably somebody he was looking up to. He needed, he was hungry.
Hmm.
And that was the only way it could be. And the more you resisted it, the more you kept it in place. And by just sitting and engaging, it allowed it to complete itself. And that's the third principle.
I mean, even now, he's a teenager as well now, and we have a quiet but very close relationship. He comes over and visits my kids, and ever since that one day, it's been very, very different with him.
So that just shows to go, yeah, that how you listen affects the communication of people speaking to you.
Well, actually, you know, I love that you brought up your teenage kids because, and you were talking before the break about what we were calling attachments, where you can really hear what people maybe aren't saying or their internal dialogue when they say, sure, I'll be there or I'll try to make it. There are times if you're really listening,
you'll know
that your kids aren't saying something that they should. We had a client not too long ago who had that inclination. She thought, this doesn't feel right. Whatever her son just said to her, she didn't say anything to him. And he and his friends went out to a park in the evening, and they got
mugged
at gunpoint. But they were also out there looking to get into mischief, something having to do with somebody trying to buy some marijuana.
Huh.
Now, luckily, nobody was hurt, and it became a stepping stone to really listen and to lay down parameters of what was okay and not okay in the family. But if you really listen, even to what's not being said, you can certainly sidestep a lot of problems.
Hmm. That's great.
Have you found that with your kids?
I have, and I can tell when I'm being heard by them too. When it gets in, and the parameters that we set are clear, and the communications that we're having are clear. It's a very different feeling than when they're not there to listen, and vice versa. And it feels so much better and so much more alive when there is a true listening.
That's great. I personally have seen you and your wife around your kids, and I really appreciate the respect you have for each other. I haven't seen that a lot in a lot of relationships between
parents and children,
and I think a lot of that has to do with that you actually do listen to them, and they have perspective that you value. It's not a hierarchy where your perspective is more important. Now, of course, you're the parent, so obviously you have to put out the parameters, but at the same time, you actually really listen to your kids, and it's quite inspiring.
Thanks. I mean, one of the things that you guys said was listening to someone from their point of view, and their point of view as a teenager may not be exactly what my point of view might be, but hearing what they have to say makes things much more smooth around the house.
I'm sure it does. Well, look, we're about to close now. We just wanted to let you know to tell your friends to don't miss being here. Join us next Wednesday, June 6th, as we discuss passion. Revitalize your life. And if you want to get a head start on that topic, go to our website or to Amazon.com and order our award-winning book, How to Create a Magical Relationship.
And I know that, Mac, you have that book. I know you guys have really loved that book. We also have another one, Working on Yourself Doesn't Work. You want passion back, you have to stop picking on yourself.
And you can visit our website at transformationmadeeasy.com.
It's very simple, and it's going to be a very, very excellent thing.
So thank you very much for being here. We look forward to seeing you or speaking with you next week on June 6th.
Don't miss
being here.
We hope you have enjoyed today's episode of Being Here. If you would like to learn more about instantaneous transformation, visit the Canes website at www.transformationmadeeasy.com. Transformationmadeeasy.com. Be sure to tune in next Wednesday for another exciting and empowering episode of Being Here.